Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Do the Mario swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario. Take one step and then again. Let's do the Mario all together now. You got it. It's the Mario. Do the Mario. Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario. Take one step and then again. Let's do the Mario all together now. Come on now, just like that.
Mario is dead, y'all.
Yeah, Mario's dead.
Captain Lou Albano, who played Mario in the Super Mario Brothers Super Show in the live action segments. I think he did the voice too.
Yeah.
He died at age 76, I think on the 14th, a couple days ago.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
It is. He was the cartoon Mario that everybody watched on God knows what day, Saturday morning.
I don't even remember. Probably. He was a wrestler.
Yeah.
And
Which was kind of weird. Yeah, a wrestler doing the voice of Mario.
I actually didn't know he was a wrestler when I was a kid.
I didn't know either. Yeah.
Because I was never really into wrestling, but the most into wrestling I ever got was like early high school, I think.
Really? Wow. That's kind of late.
Well, it's because for the first time ever, I had a friend who was really into wrestling.
Okay,
and actually, wrestling was, I forget like what year it would have been, but wrestling was like really huge then. Like I just started hearing about it all the time for the first time ever. And I'd see people with like NWO t-shirts.
I was just about to ask. Yeah, that's when it was fucking huge.
That's when I got into it a little bit. And I only got into it because I had this one friend who was really into it. Before that, I knew Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And I knew Andre the Giant. And I think that was it.
Really? Ultimate Warrior? Yeah.
I didn't know who the Ultimate Warrior was.
I was into wrestling way back, but I never watched it. I was just into it. I don't know. I saw like maybe one or two wrestling matches, but I was into Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior and all that shit.
I guess I
knew Roddy Piper.
I knew who Randy Savage was.
Yeah.
Because he's the Slim Jim guy.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I knew.
He was on all those commercials. Yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah.
That's the only reason I knew who he was.
That's a good impression. Yeah.
But back to Captain Lou.
Yeah, Captain
Mario. We were talking about this, and we searched for Captain Lou on YouTube, and we found this public service announcement that he did. And for the most part, it's a pretty standard public service announcement. But
it's you're what you'd expect out of a public service.
Well, give it a listen.
PSA.
Here.
I'm Captain Lou Albano talking to you about drugs. Kids, don't be afraid to say no. Anyone that asks you to use drugs is not your friend. Drugs can and will kill. Remember, don't be afraid to turn to your priest, your rabbi, your minister, your moms, your dads, your teachers, because drugs can kill. And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die. Police.
Now, the audio quality there is pretty crappy. I think it's like recorded from an old VHS tape that had recorded it off TV. But in case you couldn't make that out, the last thing he says is, if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die. I guess it was a different time, because I'm pretty sure... Like, I get what he means, like, your life becomes like a living hell if you do drugs. Like, your life goes to shit.
I could understand that being said, yeah.
That's what he means, but you couldn't get away with saying that now.
No way.
And it's such a weird thing to say anyway. Like, it's so, like, the whole thing is like, hey, kids, don't do drugs, I'm all upbeat and I don't want you to do drugs.
Yeah, right.
And if you do drugs, you'll go to hell before you die.
Yeah.
It takes a really dark turn at the end there.
It's so happy at first. And
the music in the background, like,
hi, kids. Hey. You know, it's wow. Very dark turn.
We were watching other clips from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, which was, if you're not familiar with it, then you're a retard. But just in case. It was a cartoon, Mario Brothers cartoon, but they had live action segments where Captain Lou was dressed up as Mario and some other old dude whose name I don't know was dressed up as Luigi.
Luigi, yeah.
And they would do little skits.
Before the cartoon started, yeah.
And we were watching one that had Rowdy Roddy Piper in it,
Jesus.
And he had given them his bagpipes to repair.
Yep.
And they turned it into a vacuum cleaner.
Whoops.
On accident. And it was just retarded. But Mario kept making jokes about Rowdy Roddy Piper wearing a skirt, which isn't that big a deal. And it honestly, it's not a big deal to me either way. But the jokes he kept making were things along the lines of, if you wear that skirt in public, somebody's going to start a fight with you. Like, you're going to get your ass kicked if you wear that skirt in public, was what he's saying.
Yeah,
which
like
is,
pretty
again,
much calling him a big faggot.
Yeah, I don't think you could really get away with saying that on kids' TV these days either, which honestly is just because people are pussies. But,
They're being
I was surprised to hear it. Like, it really was. It wasn't that long ago, but it really was kind of a different time.
Yeah. You could get away with a lot more. Yeah.
I seem to remember
there being
a lot more
back then,
like anti-gay jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In like the early 90s and the
late
80s.
You know, it's fucking funny because there's a video. I shouldn't even bring this up. I'll be quick. But I was going to post happy birthday, Skiles, on Kyle's Facebook page because it's his birthday. But anyway, there was a video. I was going to put up a video of Styles from Teen Wolf because you remind me of Styles. He wears sunglasses at night. There's a video that I was going through some videos, and Scott, the Teen Wolf, and Styles were in a room, and Styles is saying something, I forget, and Scott's like, I need to talk to you. He's like, yeah, what about? He's like, long pauses. He goes, you're not gonna like be a fag on me. And then Scott goes, I'm not a fag. I couldn't believe I saw that. That would not fly today. They said fag on in the movie.
Yeah. I seem to remember hearing that kind of shit a lot more often back then.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even really considered edgy at the time.
It was
just kind of accepted. Everybody's like, yeah, fag.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Hey, don't be gay. What are you, a queer? I remember like being a little kid and hearing other kids talk about playing Smear the Queer.
Yeah, Smear the Queer.
I wonder if kids, I don't even know for sure what that means. Is that just everybody like tackles the one kid who is the queer? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember that game, but I never thought queer as the homosexual.
Well, that's absolutely what it meant.
I know.
But
Smear the Queer, Smear the kid that nobody likes. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just people were really free about their homophobia back then.
Yeah, yeah.
It is now officially my birthday.
Yeah,
as
happy
we're
birthday,
recording
Kyle.
This, I am 27 years old.
Holy shit!
Not much time left on this earth, but I'm gonna make the best of it.
Yeah.
Marleykins left me a nice birthday voicemail.
Oh, really?
Hello, it is Marleykins. I know I already called, but I wanted to call to wish a happy, happy, wonderful birthday to Kyle, our beloved co-host. May your birthday be filled with lots of festivities, and don't get alcohol poisoning if you drink. Please, that would make us all sad. Happy birthday!
I make no promises! Like I said, I have very little time left on this earth anyway. If my time is cut even shorter due to alcohol poisoning, then
be it.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
But thank you, Marleykins, for that. We got some other voicemails. We got another one from Marleykins.
Yeah, which she mentioned, like, sorry to leave you another one, but because that was not her first. I'm sorry.
Hello, Kyle and Ryan. It's Marleykins. Just had a couple quick questions for you to talk about, if you so choose. I know y'all have been talking a lot about favorites and best ofs on the episodes and the forums, so I figure I'll go in a different direction. What are some of your worst ofs or least favorites? Like, what's your worst movie or least favorite television show or band, and why do you dislike it so strongly? That's all I have for right now. I gotta go eat lunch because I'm hungry. Have a great day and keep doing a good job.
Did you call us from a treadmill or something? Because you sound a little out of breath. But aside
maybe
from
she's
that,
nervous.
Really?
I don't know. Everybody else seems to be so
what is this,
nervous.
Like the 10th time she's called in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Working up a sweat over it. But as far as the question, it's actually, I would think that it'd be easier for me to say you know, what I don't like.
Yeah.
Because it typically is, because it's easier for me to put into words what I hate than it is to put into words what I like.
It comes naturally, yeah.
But I honestly don't know if I can do it. Like, my least favorite movie, my least favorite song, my least favorite band, whatever. Least favorite TV show.
I've had talks, about the worst movie ever. And I'm like, well, what are we talking about? Because I've seen some bad shit.
Oh, there are bad movies.
Like, are we talking every film out there? Because there's independent films out there that suck, you know?
Yeah.
They're low budget, you know? They suck. Bad acting. But I guess if you narrow it down to popular movies, movies that have hit the theater, like what's the worst movie you've seen? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if, because maybe I'm misinterpreting the question, but like I've seen movies that are bad.
Yeah.
But I thought that the question was more along the lines of what is my least favorite? What is the worst movie in my opinion? And most movies, even though they're bad, like I don't really, you know, think much of it.
Yeah, it doesn't linger in the back.
I mean, there
of
are lots of bad movies. You and I, before we started recording, were talking about the Street Fighter movie.
Oh, yeah.
And the Double Dragon movie.
That was so bad.
Those are
Double
both
Dragon,
pretty bad.
Oh, man. You ever see the Mortal Kombat movies?
I like the first one.
The second one.
I never saw the second one.
Oh, it was so bad, man. It's like, go ahead.
The first one isn't that great either, but
yeah.
But I liked it. I enjoyed it.
It was all right, yeah.
But I don't know about the second one.
The acting was horrible, but I forget the guy that plays Raiden. He's got the long hair, you know, the robe. At some point in the movie, he comes out with short hair and a completely different wardrobe, and the Mortal Kombat gang is like, new do? He's like, he says something stupid like, yeah, I thought I'd get with the times. Something stupid. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, the first one, for no apparent reason, they cast Christopher Lambert, the guy from Highlander.
Highlander.
Yeah. as Raiden. I don't know why. He's supposed to be like a Chinese god of thunder and lightning. And they cast this, what is he, like Belgian?
I have no idea what he is.
I don't know, but, and he's got that like lisp kind of.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Raiden. In Mortal Kombat.
He laughs like that at some point.
You're the chosen ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
You are the chosen one.
Yeah. I don't know. But worst TV show? I don't know. Worst TV show? I mean, there's some really bad reality TV out there, but I don't watch it, so I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, TV show. I wouldn't know.
Worst music? Most, honestly, in my opinion, most music is, like, most music that's popular, like, people get all mad about, like, oh, Britney Spears is garbage. Fuck that Britney Spears. She's, it's garbage music, and I can't believe you like it. Well, I'm not a big Britney Spears fan or anything, but, like, the music is well-produced and well-put-together, and it's, you know, it's not actually bad.
It's all a product.
You might not like it, but it's not bad.
It's not bad, yeah.
I
do hate the Pixies, though. man, that fucking band. They're all right, but I don't know.
I like the Pixies.
Okay, moving on.
I don't know. What's your least favorite something?
My least favorite movie ever is
The Goonies.
The Goonies. Now, hold on a minute. I happen to love The Goonies.
It's
Kyle, however.
The Goonies is garbage. You can all go fuck yourselves.
He hates The Goonies.
I was forced to watch The Goonies. And
nobody knows why.
Because it's garbage.
It's garbage. It's a good movie.
Hey, we're all a bunch of dumb kids in the 80s, and we want to go do things. And, oh, there's a retard.
Now,
oh,
back
good
up.
Movie.
The 80s were awesome. Being a kid was awesome.
Yeah, but retards and baby Ruths
retarded.
And like treasure and shit. Like, no. What a stupid movie.
Were you pissed because it got so popular? Or
I honestly, no. I don't really hate the movie, but I don't care for it. And I never saw it as a kid, and I think that's partly why.
Oh, you never
I think most of the people who like love The Goonies, they love it because they saw it when they were kids, and they loved it when they were kids. And I never saw it when I was a kid. I saw it like, I don't know, 8 years ago or something. Somebody made me watch it.
Okay.
And I couldn't even tell you what happened aside from the fact that there was a big retard who likes baby Ruths and something about a truffle shuffle.
That's all it's about, yeah.
That's all I remember. I think I fell asleep.
Really?
It was garbage.
All right. Worst movie, in my opinion, ever. That was, I guess, in the mainstream was The Warriors. And I hadn't seen it till recently, you know.
Warriors, come out and play!
And the fucking guy, like the gang lord that was like, can you dig it? You know, and all that shit. They made a game. Rockstar made a game. You know, the Warriors.
Yeah, that was like a couple of years ago.
So I was kind of curious, and I watched the movie, and it's the worst movie I've ever seen. It's this gang that goes to this big meeting where all these gangs go to, and somebody assassinates, like, the gang, the leader of all the gangs, and they blame it on the Warriors. Like, they were set up. So the whole movie is them running around, and everywhere they go, they're on someone's turf, and this gang is trying to, like, kill them or beat them up, and they never have guns. They always have bats. And, like, they'll be dressed up as, like, baseball players, and they have baseball bats. That's one gang. It's so retarded.
Some of them are wearing, like, roller skates.
Yeah, roller skates. And the whole time, the Warriors, their outfit is, like, a maroon leather vest. They're just, you know, bare-chested, but they all have this vest on.
Hot.
Can you not just take the fucking vest off? Everybody's trying to kill you. But they insist on wearing the uniform, running around.
Well,
you
that's the movie. What gangs do, bro.
It's the movie. But, goddamn.
That's gang mentality, dog.
Yeah, stay
You don't
true.
Stop repping your colors or whatever the fuck they call it.
It's so bad. That's the worst movie I've seen.
I know there are some really bad movies, like movies that almost kind of pissed me off because I saw them, but I can't think of any.
Yeah. Like anything recently?
There was some movie called, I think it was called Supernova or something.
Supernova.
Did you ever see Can't Hardly Wait?
Yes.
You remember like the kind of bully jock guy that was dating Jennifer Love Hewitt, but
yes.
Then like he's a total asshole and they break up.
Yep.
That guy was in it.
Okay.
He's in the new Twilight movies too, but now he looks like a blonde like fag.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, he was in it. And that's about all I remember. I think there was like a zero gravity sex scene in it. And I think I walked out of that movie
because
really? It was so bad.
Wow.
But yeah. I don't really remember anything about it. I just know it was like some kind of space movie and it was garbage.
Wow. I've never walked out of a movie. It must have been bad.
I think I've walked out of movies like twice ever.
Really? Damn.
They
had to have been bad. Yeah. Because, I mean, you're paying for it. What else you got to do for the rest of the night? You know, walk out of a movie. Must be really bad.
Yeah.
Like, the only movie she walked out on was, I think it was the only movie she saw by herself, was House of a Thousand Corpses, but directed by Rob Zombie. Does that remind you of anything?
That reminded me of another movie that I walked out of. And
yes.
I think it was called Fear.com.
Oh, yes.
That movie.
That was garbage, yeah.
It was a garbage movie, and it was just, like, the only thing that it really had going for it was that it was kind of gross and creepy.
Yeah.
But, like, plot-wise, like, I didn't give a shit about anything that was happening. I was kind of having trouble following it, and I was getting bored and grossed out, and I just left.
Yeah. I try to exclude...
I wasn't enjoying it on any level.
I try to exclude horror films because most of them, in general, have bad or very... cliche, you know, horror plots, like, and I fucking hate horror films where like people just move into something or they're in a new apartment, a new house, and this fucking ghost or demon or something is just taking it all their, you know, angst and anger and whatever out on this family and terrorizing them for what reason? Come on.
Yeah, I've always kind of had a problem
there's
with the
so
idea
many
of
them out there.
Angry ghost.
The angry ghost, yeah.
What is your problem, and ghost? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's so many movies with that plot. It pisses me off.
Especially since like the common explanation for why a ghost is still around, period, is like it had unfinished business
in
some form or another. Well, if you're around because you have unfinished business, wouldn't you like be trying to kind of work that out instead of just trying to like fuck people up?
Yeah, make their lives a living.
Like, is your unfinished business that you weren't enough of an asshole when you were alive?
Yeah. And like their ultimate goal is to, I don't know, make the characters find out why or what happened to them.
But in the scaring process, the shit out of them.
In the process, they scare the shit out of them. They hurt them.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
terrorize them. Yeah, it just makes no fucking sense.
You got to help me out. I died and nobody knows why. I might kill you. Maybe. Yeah,
I try to exclude those
because
they're all bad.
Being a ghost is really confusing.
They're all bad.
I'm not a horror movie guy anyway. I don't know. I'm having a hard time thinking of stuff I don't like.
Yeah, movies, TV shows, music. What else is there? I'm not going to go into video games because I don't know. Fuck.
The easy one for video games would be that There are very, very, very few sports video games that I like.
Yeah.
Like, and some of the ones that I do like, I don't even know if you could really classify them as sports video games. Like, I like Super Dodgeball.
Yeah. What was that for? Oh.
The Nintendo NES.
Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Although it also came out for the Game Boy Advance, and I think a version came out for the DS as well.
Ah, okay. That's funny, because I still love that game, but I never played it on the NES. I downloaded it on my emulator and played it religiously.
Right.
It is retarded. But
I wouldn't say it's retarded. I just don't know if it counts as a sports game.
Yeah. It wasn't dodgeball. Like, I don't know. Like,
it was sort of dodgeball. I mean, you throw the ball, and if you don't get out of the, like, if you get hit by the ball.
It was kind
of
like a new version of dodgeball with rules I've never heard of. Like,
I guess the super part of it is just that if you get hit by the ball, you die.
Really? Oh,
when they get hit by the ball, that like they turn into a little angel and float away.
Oh God, yeah, shit.
So <That's funny. laughs> it's like death ball.
Yeah. What else? I can't really.
Yeah, go I on. Guess we can move on to the next voicemail.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Which would be from Austin.
Hey guys. I was thinking about something earlier today, about how women will dress up in revealing or tight clothes that most men would just consider like sexy or want to stare at and look at their ass or their thighs or their tits or their whatever the fuck else, their feet if you're a creepy weirdo. But anyway, I was just wondering, do you think that they have the right to complain when guys look, unless it's like a straight dead stare, creepy, you look at them and they are still staring like, what's up, I'm gonna fuck this shit, and she don't even know it? Or is it just kind of like, you're wearing it, don't show that much? Because that's kind of my perspective. Because, like, one example, we're walking out of the movie theater and my wife had the shirt that showed her tits. She has some big ass tits. And this, we're walking up, and this black dude is with his wife and his daughter. And he's walking by, and he is just dead staring at my wife's tits. Now, I don't really care or really notice it. And my wife just is like, oh my God, he was just staring at me. And I'm telling her, I'm like, well, your tits are fucking out. People will look at them. I don't have a problem with that. Like, you don't want people to stare at them, don't show them. So, I mean, you shouldn't put on a burqa, because you don't want people to look at you, but there's tons of things you can do that aren't going to have people staring at you and rubbing their dick and shit. So, just figured I'd bring that up, and if you think this is a stupid call, then don't play it, because I kind of think it's a stupid call, too. Later.
I don't think it's a stupid call. I think it's an interesting subject.
It is interesting.
It is
interesting.
It's interesting. It is string theory.
but yeah.
Yeah, well, like if I walked around with a pair of really tight pants with like an underwire that supported my balls and like a couple of little cutouts to show my ball cleavage, I would expect to get some looks. Now, the percentage of people that would be looking because they found it attractive would probably be considerably less than the percentage of people who stare at women's boobs because they find them attractive. Yeah. But still, I would expect to get looked at.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, pretty much when you go out in public, period, you really have no right to say, don't look at me. You
exactly.
know, like
every day.
It doesn't matter what, even if you were wearing a burqa, if I'm staring at you, well, then, you know,
you chose
go somewhere
to wear
else.
That, yeah.
Like, I mean, if I'm really staring at you and being a creep, then
I can see that.
You know, like if I just won't take my eyes off you.
Yeah.
And like you're not just walking past, but like we have to be in the same room for a while, then yeah, say something. But
yeah,
you know, if I just happen to walk by and glance at your boobs because they're half out of your shirt, then sorry. I don't know. And what is the point of like, what is the point of wearing something that's like showing off your body
exactly.
if you don't want people to look at it?
That's that bullshit.
Now, the tricky thing about this, I think, is that some people, and I don't know anybody like this, so I almost don't even know if there really are people like this, but some people will say, like when a girl gets raped, if she was wearing like a sexy outfit. Well, she was asking for it. I mean, well, look at her. I mean, what did she want to do? You know, she's wearing that short skirt, no panties. What'd she think was going to happen? Well,
she was asking for it.
She was asking for it. Well, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between saying that a woman dressing in scanty clothes, you know, like even if a girl was walking around town in her underwear,
yeah,
there's a huge difference between saying it's okay to look at her because you kind of can't help looking at her. I mean, there's a difference between staring and looking, but either way, you kind of, you know, she's right there. There's a big difference between that and saying that by wearing this provocative clothing, she's inviting you for a session of sex.
I can just picture, like, God knows how many rapists out there. God damn.
I wonder what percentage of rapists are also racist.
But they're pulling that card, you know? Well, she was asking
for it. She was asking for it. Unless she was literally asking for it, then she wasn't asking for it.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Wow.
I don't care what she was wearing. She's not asking for it. Unless she's wearing like a t-shirt with like holes cut out where the nipples are and the t-shirt says, I want you to rape me. I guess what she was wearing, you know, was asking for it.
Yeah. Like,
I wonder if you could get away with that. Like if a girl was wearing a t-shirt that said, please rape me. I don't think you could. I think it's kind of like it's against the law to assault someone.
Yeah.
Even if they like are cool with it. Like if I...
Yeah.
Like if you were beating on Aldi,
yeah,
and then the cops showed up, which would be really funny actually, because it's usually the other way around. But yeah. If you were beating on Aldi and the cops got called for some reason, like maybe the neighbors heard it and they showed up, and Aldi's got like a black eye, and Aldi said, "No, we were role playing." I asked him to hit me, regardless of whether it's true or not. I'm pretty sure they would have to charge you,
yeah,
no matter what. And I have a feeling rape is probably similar. So even if she was wearing a shirt that said, you know, please rape me.
Yeah, zero tolerance with the law.
Please have sex with me and disregard anything that I say. That might be a little trickier.
Like
maybe
a contract?
Yeah, because it's like, it's not necessarily please rape me.
Yeah.
It says please have sex with me, which implies that it's consensual, and then it says to disregard whatever I say. Mm-hmm. So if she starts saying, no, stop, he said not to listen to you, so.
Yeah, that's interesting.
This is a very important issue. I'm sure this comes up all the time. We need to get this figured out. When a girl wears a shirt that invites rape, can you be charged?
I personally have a problem with anyone that has a problem with me eyeballing them, like with the girl thing. Like, I will eyeball you if, you know, I have a reason. Like, I'm eyeballing you because quite possibly you might steal my shit. Or I'm eyeballing you because you look really fucking sexy. Or I'm eyeballing you because you have little legs and you're in a wheelchair. I don't
look,
know, but
I wasn't staring because of your short skirt. I was staring because I thought you might take my wallet. You look a little shady.
Yeah.
You
know. So fuck them.
And you're black. But I don't know. If you're going to go out in public, you're going to get looked at. And like I said, like if it's really hardcore staring, like they're being a real fucking weirdo, then yeah, that's kind of like maybe say something. I get you could at least be annoyed by that. But if all they're doing is walking by and looking at your boobs, fucking get
Who
over
gives
it.
A shit? Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't like it, where's the harm?
Yeah.
You know, like if I was walking through like a crowded theater and everybody's staring at my dick. I'd be a little weirded out, but I'd deal, you know?
Yeah. I'd like the attention. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd like the attention. I might be a little self-conscious because I don't wear clothes that accentuate my penis. You know? Like, I'm not wearing my underwire Speedo today, so I don't really know why.
Everybody's
is it hanging out?
What's
Is my fly undone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, I didn't think that was stupid. I kind of agree with you. It's...
Same here, yeah.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Speaking of stupid, though, here's another voicemail from Austin.
Kyle, Orion, what are your plans in the event that zombies or something along those lines come out and need to be shot and beat to shit in the head? My plan? get as much fucking ammo as possible and board the hell up out of a Walmart, because that's enough damn canned foods for a long time. And probably get some maps and some gas. And some cars. And lots of girls, because I figure if I'm going to go out, I should go out looking at pretty things. So, what's your plan?
Okay. Well, first let me say that I don't have a plan because, you know, it's kind of a physical impossibility and all. But for the sake of humoring the voicemail, what kind of zombies are we talking about? Are we talking about like the classic, you know, Night of the Living Dead zombies that just kind of shuffle about, and if they get close enough to you, they'll try to bite you?
Yep.
Or
yep.
Are we talking about the kind of zombies like the 28 Days Later zombies that
the runners.
Like, run
yeah.
and they just fucking flip out on you? Those guys, well, first of all, I don't think the 28 Days Later movie even refers to them as zombies.
They don't.
And I don't know if they should really qualify as zombies, except that they're, I guess, kind of undead. But so are vampires, and they're not zombies. So.
Yeah, a lot of zombie fanatics, like fans that love zombies, they classify that movie as a zombie movie. But they never, ever mention that they're zombies.
But if you're talking about runners,
some disease, it's kind of similar. But yeah, runners.
That would be scary as shit. And yes, I would definitely feel like I needed to come up with a really fucking good plan. If you're talking about like Night of the Living Dead, like old people shuffling around, missing body parts, like walking, like slow for walking.
Yeah.
Then I guess my plan is just to have somewhere that I can, like probably somewhere small with one entryway that I can go at night when I need to sleep and just lock the shit out of that so nobody can get in.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time I'll just carry like a shotgun or something and just run when I need to go places.
You'll be good, yeah.
You know, like I've never understood zombie movies. Like somehow it's kind of like in a lot of horror movies, like when the protagonist is being chased by whatever the bad guy is, they'll be running through the woods or whatever, tripping over shit.
Yep.
And the bad guy is walking.
Yep.
And somehow they never get away.
They always catch up. Yep.
It's kind of like that. Like, it's just like trick photography or something, because there's no way these zombies that like are intentionally, like if this was a non-dead person, they'd be intentionally walking like in slow motion. There's no way they'd ever catch you unless they caught you by surprise because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And I understand that like there's strength in numbers or whatever, but unless everybody like turns to a zombie like around you, like if you're in the mall and suddenly like snap, everybody's a zombie.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it'd be pretty easy to get away from them.
Yeah. I always wondered about that.
Especially if you had a car. I mean, just keep driving till you don't see zombies anymore.
I think they die out quicker than people would think. Yeah, if they were the walker, like old people kind of.
I don't know about that because
we'd kill them off before, as a majority, before they'd even spread.
I thought you meant they'd just die. But if ever was, like I said, it's kind of a physical impossibility, but if there ever was like a zombie uprising, it'd be easy to take them out.
Yeah.
You just fucking shoot them all. Or if it's really, really bad, like to the point where you can't go in and shoot them all for some reason, you just drop a bomb in one spot and it's fucking over.
Yeah, yeah. But if they were runners, like what would the plan be? Because everybody wants to go to the grocery store.
I sort of like, I understand the mall, the point like of going to the grocery store. There's like, because there's food and stuff, lots of supplies. The problem I would have with that is that a grocery store has a bunch of entrances, like doors. And on top of that, there's a bunch of other ways that you could potentially get in if you really wanted in that aren't doors, like air ducts and things like that. And and if you're like, if there's like one of you, or even if there's like 10 of you in this store and you pretty sure you got everything barricaded off, you can't like, that's why I said I'd want to be in a small room that I could lock off when I went to sleep.
With one entrance,
With one entrance, because nobody can sneak up behind me. I'll just face the entrance.
Yeah.
And if they make any noise and wake me up, I'll see what's coming.
Yeah.
I have my gun right there, you know. But in a store, like, you could think you're safe and be wandering around, and then, like, out of the fucking soup aisle comes a runner behind you and bites your shoulder, and then you're all done for.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really, like, the chicks, Austin, you want to have chicks around, pretty girls, because so you'll have something nice to
look at.
They're going to be a liability.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty girls, I mean, girls in general are kind of worthless. And pretty girls, are usually even more worthless. Like, if you hand a pretty girl a gun because you think, like, you know, we need as many armed people as possible, they're probably going to end up shooting you on accident or themselves. And you're probably going to have to save them at some point. And then, like, if you're a softie and they get bitten and you've got kind of a romantic connection with this one girl, you're going to have to shoot her, and that's going to be rough.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be rough. Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, I guess I'm just not as horny as some people. I don't know. Because, like, in a zombie apocalypse...
Even me.
In a zombie apocalypse, I don't think I'd be that concerned about getting laid. I
wouldn't either, yeah. My plan, I would definitely head to the you know, the grocery store I work at, and there's a couple of them on the street, the same street. One is like the flagship store, the one I work at. It's very upscale, and I was always thinking, like, I wouldn't want to go to that one. I'd go to the one further down the street because it's called the ghetto, you know, it's the ghetto version of our grocery chain, I guess, because it's kind of in the ghetto. And my thought was to go there because everybody be packing heat. But the more I thought about it, like, everybody be looking each other in the eye and they'd start fighting and shooting each other. So I'd rather just go to the...
Right, because when you look black people in the eye, they take it as a challenge.
Exactly.
Like wolves.
Always, yes. So I'd go to the Meyer I work at, where all the old people, and speaking of old people, every senior day on a Monday every month is like a zombie movie.
Yeah, you've practically already had training for this.
Yeah. I'll go into work and I'll park and I'll watch, and then it's like, you know,
it
like,
does look like the
it's a like Night of the Living Dead, and they're all coming into Meyer, and it's all old people. But anyway,
and shuffling along, and it looks like a part of them could fall off at any minute.
Yeah, but if that's like the community, and that's if everybody was thinking the same thing, I'm going to Meyer, then I would be king. You know, I'd be, you know, probably the head guy or one of them, one of a team, and we could probably, you know, shuffle those old people out the door. They'd be expendable.
Hey, and you'd have all the old ladies you could fuck.
Yeah. No, I'd shove them out the door as well.
Hey, you got to have something nice to look at.
Maybe. It'd be...
Maybe.
Well, if it came to that point, like, I don't know how many
what
years
point?
Would go by. I don't know.
If it came to what point?
If they were the only ones in the store and all the hot chicks were zombies. I don't know.
So, okay.
It's all pussy, Kyle. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but some of it's like crusty and like we talked about this. Like it's like rustling leaves or paper bags. It's like, you know, I'd rather just not ever get laid again.
I'm thinking ideally, and you just put the visual in my head. So now
and you don't
I'm
like lube,
this.
And you're going to need it with those Ooh. Grannies.
God. Yeah, but I would definitely go to a grocery store where there's an abundance of food and I don't know. I don't know what I do about, like, ammo and guns, because it's not... We don't live in, like, a hick area, really. Like, where's the nearest gun store, you
They
know?
Sell guns at the store that you work at, in the sporting goods
oh,
department.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, like, 22-gauge, yeah.
Yeah, but it's something.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, I guess that'd be something, yeah. So, I got a plan, yeah. But I also thought about just sticking around in my apartment. Like, really, are they really going to find their way up here and get it through my door? You know, I just... jump out the back sliding door and, you know, because we're on the second floor, I think would be okay. I don't know. Anyways,
Zombies.
I've
never been that into zombies. Like, I never really got zombies.
It's all right.
I've seen some zombie movies that I like. They're interesting and stuff.
I like
but
the concept. I'm not super into it.
Some people are, like, really into zombies. Like, there's this thing
which is cool,
that they're doing around here. I don't know what day it is. I can't remember. But
I don't know if it's Halloween or Devil's Night.
I don't know if it's just a local thing or if they do it in other places. I think they do it in other places, but it's a big deal here. They do this zombie walk.
Downtown,
They did it last year. They're doing it this year. I don't know when it started. But everybody paints themselves up like a zombie and just walks around.
As many people as, you know, that are interested, yeah, they'll go downtown as a zombie and just do this zombie walk. And it's a lot of photos are taken.
It would be kind of cool in theory. Like, if everybody had pretty decent, like a pretty decent makeup job and nobody broke character.
Yeah.
And it was kind of secretly organized, like, so nobody really knew what was going to happen. That'd be kind of cool, like,
that
see
would
people's
be cool.
reactions
yeah.
and stuff. But I guarantee you go down there and it's a bunch of people with, like, some red paint on their face. Yeah, and they're,
no
like,
idea.
Walking around talking with their friends, like, oh, man, this is so cool. We're all fucking zombies, dude. This is great. I'm going to get a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they're kind of ruining it, yeah. It would be cooler if, like, people didn't know about it. That'd
zombies don't drink Code Red. They eat brains.
Yeah. And red face paint? Come on, man. My face is all white with black circles under my eyes. I am a zombie.
I'm sure there are people who do it up, you know, who really go to town on it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Props to them, yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's a cool idea, but yeah, because of those douchebags, I can't bring myself to
participate. I got naps to take.
Yeah.
So.
Naps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Orion.
Yeah.
I have a story I want to tell you.
All right.
So sit back, relax.
All right, let me get comfortable. All right.
It's a little story about a man named Edward Wyckoff of El Cerrito, California.
Okay.
A man stabbed and bludgeoned his sister and her husband to death in El Cerrito in 2006 because he thought the couple were too liberal, were raising their children wrong, and because they hadn't invited him over for Christmas, a prosecutor told jurors Tuesday. Edward Wyckoff, 40, of the Sacramento suburb of Citrus Heights, coldly planned the slayings, including getting LASIK surgery and using night vision goggles so he could find his way around the house where Julie Wyckoff Rogers, 47, lived with her husband, Paul Rogers, 48, prosecutor Mark Peterson said. He also purposefully picked the date for the killings, January 31st, 2006. Peterson said in Contra Costa County Superior Court, that's kind of like a tongue twister, Contra Costa County Superior Court in Martinez. The fuck does that mean? I don't know anything about California, I guess. Contra Costa County Superior Court in Martinez. How many different places are we talking about? Anyway, Peterson said in Contra Costa County Court, Superior Court, and that was 20 years to the day after Wyckoff's grandmother, whom he hated, left his home after breaking her hip, the prosecutor said. So this is like the anniversary of the day his grandmother broke her hip and left.
Oh, who he hated.
Right. Time to celebrate by bludgeoning my sister and her husband.
Yeah.
Wyckoff regarded his grandmother as evil and thought his life improved considerably after she left. Well, to be fair, it very well may have. I mean,
I don't know. Who knows?
Because he believed the couple had also been making his life miserable, he chose that date to break into their home on Rifle Range Road?
What the fuck?
On Rifle Range Road overlooking Wildcat Canyon Regional Park.
This is out of a fucking storybook.
He chose that date to break into their home on Rifle Range Road overlooking Wildcat Crazy Town Regional Park, stab them repeatedly with a knife, and bludgeon them with a wheelbarrow handle.
Jesus Christ.
He said this in his opening statement. Although Wyckoff was also armed with a gun, he didn't use it because he didn't want to boost the cause of gun control supporters.
What the fuck? Wow.
Man, they needed to be taken out, but I know if I shot them, then all the gun haters would have came out of the woodwork and said, see what happens when we let people have guns?
Yeah, thinking it through.
he did sort of like, in a bizarre way, he really applied some logic to this. He's like, I want to protect my interests here. Yeah. Wyckoff, who is serving as his own attorney, because he's retarded, told jurors that he still hates the couple a little.
God damn it. Oh, shit.
They owe me a life, he said. This has ruined my life, and Julie and Paul owe me for that. Well, they can't pay you back now, you killed them.
You fucking idiot.
Wyckoff agreed with the prosecutor that he resented members of Paul Rogers' family for their liberal politics and that he thought the couple were at times too easy when they disciplined their children. Well, you just killed a couple of people because they didn't invite you over for Christmas. Of course you think they're too easy. They could have been beating the shit out of their kids and you would have thought they were going too easy on them.
Yeah, man.
He also said it wasn't just Christmas. When he wasn't invited over, it was also Thanksgiving in 2005, the year his and Julie Rogers' father died. Listen, it wasn't just Christmas. I mean, that would be crazy if I killed him over Christmas.
Oh, God.
It was Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I'm dying.
When someone does that, they hate you. They're out to destroy you, Wyckoff said. How do you guys not understand this? They didn't invite me over for Christmas. They didn't invite me over for Thanksgiving. They're trying to destroy me by not feeding me turkey and giving me presents. Peterson said Wyckoff had planned to adopt the couple's three children after he committed the killings.
Oh, fuck.
You'll be much better off with me. I'm a little homicidal, but I'm way more strict than your parents. Doesn't that sound great?
Wow.
The prosecutor played for the jury the 911 call made by Eric Rogers, then 17, after the killer broke into the home about 4:30 a.m. The boy's sister, Laurel, like as in Laurel and Hardy, that's kind of an unfortunate thing to name a daughter, then 12, could be heard screaming in the background. The children tried to help their father, who told them, "I love you all," before dying. Eric Rogers brushed his father's hair, telling him, "I love you, Papa." Peterson said Julie Rogers' last words to the police were, "Kids okay?" So that's kind of sad.
That is sad.
The children were not harmed. A third child, then 15, was not living at the home at the time. In an interview from jail after the slayings, Wyckoff, who is 6'5" and weighs 300 pounds. Jesus.
Holy shit.
How do you sneak around anywhere? Said that he had tried to disguise himself during the killings by wearing a motorcycle helmet and attaching a ponytail with his late mother's hair.
Oh, fuck.
That raises all kinds of questions. Like, for one, where did you get your late mother's hair?
Jesus, yeah.
Why do you have it?
And why do you, like, I could maybe, if you're a little bit of a weirdo, see keeping, like, a lock of it, but he's got enough of it to fashion a ponytail.
Oh, God.
Like, it's like he scalped her.
Oh, yeah, possibly. Fuck.
In a poem, Wyckoff wrote, "My sister, I gutted her like a fish." Peterson said, "That's
Jesus.
That's a poem?
All right."
What was the rest of the poem?
I don't want to know.
The rest of it was all about daffodils and...
Yeah.
And in fact, he did, the prosecutor added, and he's proud of it. Wyckoff was arrested after he turned up at a hospital in Placer County seeking treatment for a gash on his leg that he probably sustained while breaking into the house, Peterson said. This kind of happens a lot, like often enough. Somebody commits some kind of dumbass crime and then goes to the hospital because they wounded themselves somehow.
Yeah.
Look, unless you're bleeding to death, you're an idiot.
They're not going to figure it out.
How'd you get that gash on your leg? Not killing people. That's for sure. Definitely not killing my sister and her husband. Even though they didn't invite me over for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And they are trying to destroy me.
Oh, Christ.
Wyckoff is charged with 2 counts of murder along with the special circumstance alleging that he committed more than one murder. Is that really a special circumstance?
Yeah, it's not
really. I don't really know what that means. Like, the special, like, normally we can't charge people with 2 murders, but in your case, prosecutors said they will seek the death penalty if he is convicted. Wyckoff's opening statement indicated he would try to justify the killings to the jury rather than deny he committed them. Because that's going to work. That's how the law works.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, guys. I know it's, like, against the law. And so, like, technically I just confessed and you pretty much have to convict me. But I really, really needed to kill these people.
Yeah.
Like,
hear me out.
Hear me out.
Are you kidding me?
I can explain. It's not how it looks.
It's too perfect.
At the close of his remarks, Wyckoff told the few fans in the gallery to contact his advisory attorney, David Briggs, if they wanted autographs.
Oh, God.
This guy is fucking out of his mind.
He's out of his mind. This is a new kind of crazy. Yeah.
Like, not everybody that kills people is crazy. They're just assholes or they were in a fit of rage or whatever. But this guy is crazy.
This guy's fucking nuts.
Jesus Christ. They're trying to destroy me.
They didn't invite me over for Christmas.
To kill somebody because they don't discipline their children right? They didn't invite you over for Christmas.
It's one thing after another, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I can't breathe.
What a fucking weirdo.
Oh, man.
So he's got like a box of his mom's hair at home.
Yeah.
Unless your sister's just as weird as you are, that could be part of why you didn't get invited over for Christmas.
Possibly.
She came over one day and saw you wearing your mom's hair around the house, and she's like, I don't really think I want you around the kids.
Yeah, wow.
And what could they possibly have been not doing to their kids? Like, when they're like, what? This guy thinks it's like a crime against humanity to not invite somebody over for dinner. So I wonder what their kids were doing that he thinks they need to be punished so severely for, like jaywalking.
Jesus
Christ. not covering their mouth when they cough.
Yeah.
They're trying to destroy me with their filthy flu virus.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
This guy has no concept of how the world works. I will represent myself and try to convince the jury, you know, like, hear me out, guys. I killed him, but this is why I killed him, all right?
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Yeah, that's one of the weirdest parts. Like,
that's so nuts.
He killed a bunch of people and everybody knows it, and he's choosing to represent himself.
He's like, yeah, I did it, all right, but you don't do that, man. That never works. It never did, not even on television.
Well, technically, like, even if he convinced them that, like, these people really had it coming, which he obviously isn't going to, but even if he did, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Even if the girl said, you know, on her t-shirt, if it said...
The only way he could get away with this in that sense is if he could convince them that it was self-defense, which it clearly wasn't.
Obviously.
And he's already stated that, so...
He had a plan. he got the surgery.
He got LASIK surgery and night vision goggles, put on a motorcycle helmet. First of all, how the fuck does that work? He's got a motorcycle helmet on and night vision goggles?
Yeah, the helmet and the hair, but even without the hair, I have a motorcycle helmet on. You'll never know.
Man, I mean, obviously being murdered would suck, but being murdered by a dude with a fake ponytail and a motorcycle helmet and night vision goggles...
Wow.
I guess you get the element of, like, what the fuck? I'm going to be too busy going, what the hell is going on, to run.
I would
be too confused. Here comes a guy with a wheelbarrow handle in one hand, a knife in the other, a gun in, like, his waistband, a motorcycle helmet, a fake ponytail, a pair of night vision goggles. He's 300 pounds.
Element of surprise, yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have time to run.
God, I don't want to give any kind of ammunition, no pun intended, to those people who hate guns.
Goddamn.
So I killed him with the wheelbarrow.
This guy. He really thought he would get away with it.
It's like
that friend we had way back in the day. You know, I won't name him, but you were throwing up gang signs.
Oh, yeah. And he got punched in the nose because he decided he wanted to talk it out.
Yeah. They got in their car. We drove off. And we're like, go, go, go. And he's like, hold on a minute. I just want to see what they want. I'm going to reason with these guys. He rolls down the window, gets his face punched. But goddamn, what are you thinking? Like, this guy really thought he had it all figured out.
Jesus obviously, Christ. I don't want to, but there's a small part of me that almost wants to plan and carry out a murder just to prove that it can be done. Like,
because so many idiots.
Because everybody who does this is a fucking moron.
Everybody.
Well, not everybody, I guess, because there are people, like, people who get away with it. Yeah. But goddamn, like, you hear about this shit all the time. Wow. Yeah. And he admitted it. Like, that's mistake number one.
Yeah.
Like, unless they're offering you a plea bargain and you're pretty sure you're going to go to jail either way, then you don't admit it.
Yeah, he thought he could buy innocence by being honest.
Mom always told me honesty was the best policy.
God damn. Oh, you idiot.
Well, speaking of brutally and stupidly honest criminals, here's a story straight out of good old Michigan.
God damn it. Every time we always get the good winners,
Brant Township, Michigan.
Brant Township.
There are limits to being a crime victim, as a woman who called Saginaw County Sheriff's deputies to report the theft of marijuana found out.
Jesus.
Detective Sergeant Randy F.
Pfau, P-F-A-U, Pfau, Pfau?
Pfau, yeah.
Pfau.
I have no idea.
Pfau.
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 Detective Sergeant Randy F. said the 54-year-old woman was arrested early Sunday after reporting two men had broken into her home in Brant Township, 80 miles northwest of Detroit. Said the woman told deputies the men fled after one of them demanded her marijuana plants. He said the woman was then booked on charges of manufacturing and delivering marijuana.
Yeah.
Told the Saginaw News, the woman claimed the drug was for personal use but didn't possess a medical marijuana card.
Do we have legal medical marijuana in Michigan?
Not here.
I think we might now. It's just that I
really
don't have glaucoma or any other kind of old person disease where I could get it.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to get it, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I think we do now, actually.
Do we? Okay.
On some level or another. He said police will seek charges pending test results on the marijuana they did confiscate. What do you mean test results on the marijuana? To find out if it's marijuana? Like, yeah. What are you testing for? Quality? Like, is she going to get a lesser sentence if it's not the good shit?
Yeah.
Once again.
Yeah.
What does the test involve? Like, do they just smoke it?
It must be.
It's probably the cheapest and easiest test available to them.
Yeah, we don't have the best police forces out here.
This isn't the first time I've heard a story like this where some idiot is either dealing drugs or doing drugs or just holding on to drugs. They bought some drugs and then somebody steals it from them and they call the cops.
Yeah, Jesus.
Like,
first instinct, yeah.
Like,
something was stolen, I'll call the police.
Yeah, I guess, but like, the only thing I can think of is that these people must be under the influence of the substance that's being stolen at the time that they call the police. Cause
they're reinforcing the stereotype that people, you know, all people that smoke pot are fucking retards. Every time I hear one of these stories.
Well, it's not always even pot. Like, I've heard stories like this with cocaine, and it's just, what the fuck? Like, yeah okay, somebody stole from you, and that's not good, but the cops aren't going to care.
Yeah, it's...
That's like calling the cops because you got stiffed by a hooker. Like,
yeah.
I paid her $500 and all she did was blow me.
Yeah.
She promised we were going to fuck. She even said she was going to throw in anal, and all she did was blow me, and she used teeth, and I'm not into that shit.
All right, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Aldrich. Sit down. I'm sure the jury gives a shit.
We'll have someone in here to talk to you in just a minute. Could you just write your whole story down here on this piece of paper and sign your name to it? It's just a formality. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We'll try to track that hooker down for you immediately.
Oh, okay. Why'd you just high-five your partner?
why'd you just mime, like, making a slam dunk? Like,
slam dunk.
Is there a game on?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, stupid fucking criminals. Like I said, I almost want to become a criminal just to prove to myself.
Yeah. We've talked about this. Yeah. We got real in depth, like we'd, peck out, I don't know.
Do smart people not commit crimes? I mean, I kind of get why they wouldn't, but fuck!
Yeah, crimes happen all the time, but man, all the good shit, they always get busted. Nobody gets away with it.
How about this Randy Pfeffer guy? Like, that's kind of it's got to be foul, but that's kind of an unfortunate last name. Like,
yeah,
I have to imagine.
You're killing me each time you pronounce that.
Being a kid, like every time you get a new, you know, you're every new year in school, you get a new teacher, and they're calling off roll, and it's like
every time, yeah,
Billy Johnson,
yep,
Tammy Rudolph,
yeah,
Randy, Randy. Randy, it's foul. It's foul.
Yeah.
Like, this one isn't that bad, but like, I've always wondered, like, how parents don't know better than to name their kids certain things, and how like people don't just change their names. Like they're stubborn. Like, it just seems stubborn, like it'd be easier. Like, not that they should have to, but it seems like it'd be easier on them. Like, if it were me, like, as there's a guy that I looked up in the phone book when I was a kid named Harold Dick. And I used to prank call him all. His name is Harry Dick. I used to call him all the time. And he'd pick up and I'd go, hey, is this Harry Dick? And he'd go, yeah. And I didn't have anything. Like, I didn't have anything prepared. So I'd just be like, Harry Dick, huh? And then I'd just giggle to myself until he hung up.
That's great.
Because, like, it's
ridiculous.
The joke is his name. I didn't have to say anything. It was funny to me as it was. Wow. But, like, there are people with the last name Butt, like B-U-T-T, Butt.
Yeah.
Like, like I said, you shouldn't have to change your last name, but why wouldn't you? Like, especially if you're planning on having kids, because that's just cruel.
That is. I agree.
To send your kids off to school with the last name Butt.
Yeah.
And there was some... My dad used to tell me about this guy. I forget like if he was a politician or what.
Yeah.
But his last name was Hogg.
Hogg.
And he named his daughters Ima and,
oh, no
and
shit.
Yura, I think.
Really?
Ima Hogg and Yura. And he, what an so obviously asshole. He did it on purpose. Yeah. Yeah, what a dick.
What a dick.
Like, Hogg isn't... Hogg would be bad enough.
That'd be bad enough.
But Ima Hogg? What a... Wow.
Yeah.
God wow.
Because any name out there, you know, kids will find a way to make fun of it, you know, if you're kind of an outcast.
Yeah.
But having a name right away like Hogg...
Yeah, you're just setting butt, yourself up.
Like, you're setting yourself up. You're setting your kid up. God damn.
I guess whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, supposedly, but like... I don't really need to be that much stronger. Yeah. You know?
Well, the whole life in school is like, you know, life changing, and it pretty much molds who you are and how you're going to be the rest of your life. So you're pretty much setting your kid up to be a
exactly. I cannot imagine being in high school
hating everybody
and one of the popular kids having the name I'm a Hog.
No way.
You know
way.
What I mean? Like
no way. Yeah.
Unless they were rich, yeah, like absolutely. Filthy, stinking rich, then maybe they'd be popular for all the wrong reasons. Yeah, but
you move into a new town, the rich kid has the last name Hog.
You
so,
know,
Hog, huh?
You yeah. know, if there was a girl at your school named I'm a Hog,
oh yeah,
nobody would like her.
No way. Yeah.
And she'd probably be fat just because life is cruel like
I wonder
that.
If she's still alive.
I like, don't know. I don't even know yeah. if the story's true. It's just something my dad used to say. But
yeah, okay.
It could be a joke, but he told it like it was true.
Yeah. I used to get a lot of shit. Like my name, Orion, nobody could pronounce it right ever. Every year.
That's so fucked every up. Year. I think that's partially a Michigan thing, though.
Maybe.
Because yeah. there's a lake here.
That's right. Yeah.
Called Lake Orion.
Lake Orion.
Because yep. apparently people from Michigan are retarded.
They thought because it's named Lake after
Orion.
A lake. Yeah.
It's Lake Orion, but we all call it Lake Orion.
Yeah.
We also have a town called Charlotte.
Yeah.
Which is spelled Charlotte. Yeah. We're just fucking stupid, I guess.
Yeah. It's got to be one way because that's how they named it in the beginning.
I can totally picture stupid people from Michigan meeting a girl named Charlotte and calling her Charlotte because they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I can think of because otherwise you see Orion and it's fucking Orion. Like, unless you've never heard, like, of the constellation.
You never took science class ever? Like, ever.
Or the mythological figure. Like, if you've never heard the word before, then fine. Orion. I think I would still say Orion.
Yeah.
But I could see, you know, not knowing for sure. But if... Yeah. How?
I never knew, and I never was like, are you kidding me? Come on. Every year, I was forced to stand up and, like, correct the teacher. So you think, like, my public speaking skills would be kind of sharpened early on. I was pretty shy, but every year, it was either Orion or... All kinds of shit. Like, they wouldn't even say it right. They'd be like, Ori?
Ori, yeah.
What the fuck? There's an N at the end, you dipshit. Like, come on, man.
Well, there's that one guy that used to... He might still work there. Anyway, he's a Bosnian guy.
Oh, yeah. The
place you work. And he...
Since day one, I met him.
He's got the most ridiculous voice, too.
Ori!
Hey, Ori!
Hey!
How you do?
How you doing, man? Ori!
Ori!
He refuses high to five, call you your name. Ori.
He'd always want a high five, and he'd be like, Ori! And the E would go on way too long. Like,
hey.
I already high-fived you, and I'm like 50 feet from you walking away, and you're still saying E.
Ori!
Yeah, all right. But
people used to fuck my last name up a lot.
Really?
Yeah, and it's never really...
that hard.
I never really thought that much about it until just now. Like,
yeah?
But... Yeah, they Aldridge? Used to fuck it up all the time.
Like
they
teachers?
Would, yes.
Really?
The pronunciation wasn't such a big deal because it was close enough that I usually wouldn't notice. But when they would like write it for some reason, that's when it became really apparent that they had no idea what my last name was.
Really? Because
they would change it to Aldridge without the D.
Oh, man.
Aldridge with like Aldridge. A D-G-E. Aldridge with a D-G-E. Like,
what the fuck? It's written down, man. Like in your paperwork.
Yeah.
Was it like substitute teachers?
Because
I had problems with them more than anything.
I think I had more problems with the people at the daycare I went to, but it was teachers sometimes.
Okay. I see. Did they do like a roll call at daycare? To kind of make sure. No?
Okay. No.
So they kind of heard your name? Kind of.
Yeah.
How do I write this out?
Aldridge.
Aldridge. Yes.
What's your last name? Aldridge. Aldridge? No. Fuck.
Wow.
Aldridge.
Fucking asshole. Yeah.
Aldridge. Jesus Christ.
You're a teacher, man. Come on.
Open your fucking ears.
Yeah.
twat. Ooh, oh, man. I'm getting way off topic, and I think you had something you wanted to say. But
yeah.
Just speaking of daycare,
yeah,
I used to go to daycare before school and after school.
Shitty.
And because my mom and dad both worked, yeah. So they couldn't pick me up or take me to school at the regular time, and there wasn't a bus. Or actually, I think in elementary school was when I went, and I think my mom just didn't want to leave me home alone or whatever to get ready for school. But
yeah, that's understandable. Yeah.
So I'd go to daycare before and after school, and during spring break, they had a special spring daycare.
Yeah.
So it was like I went to school all through spring break, except without classes.
Fuck. Yeah.
Which actually was sort of fun.
Without classes, okay.
Like, that's not bad. You know, it's just like being in daycare. We'd hang out and play.
Recess all the time.
Yeah, basically. So it wasn't that big a deal, but... At some point, me and a couple of friends found a typewriter in the daycare room.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was there. They never used it for anything. In fact, when we found it, the people who worked there seemed kind of surprised that it existed. Like,
even then, that's kind of an old
Fuck did this typewriter come from? Yeah. I don't know. We found it in the cabinet. Can we play with it? I guess.
All right.
So, I got the bright idea to use the typewriter to make fake checks.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Now, I was like 8 years old, so I wasn't trying to spend them. I just was really fascinated by the idea of doing it.
Okay.
So I used the typewriter to I used the underscore to make the lines where you'd fill shit in.
That's kind of clever,
I made the fake checks in the name of one of the daycare people.
Oh, no.
That's even better.
And so I'd make the fake check with the typewriter, then I'd cut it out to the right size, then I'd use colored pencils or something to draw hot air balloons in the background. You know?
Oh yeah, because they'd have
Like what my mom's checks looked like or something. And then I showed it to the daycare person, and at the time I didn't think anything of it, and I didn't get in trouble. But I'm pretty sure she was probably like, mm-hmm, "Yeah,
a little
no more
disturbed.
Typewriter."
Yeah,
we was
have
a
clever
idea.
One on us. On our hands, yeah.
Counterfeiting at 8 years
wow,
old.
That's incredible.
It's just a fucked up, weird story. I don't know.
I can see that. Yeah, you're fascinated with checks. I would have never done that, though. I wasn't that clever.
Well, and there's no way it ever, ever, ever would have passed as a real check.
No, yeah.
Well, except that when I worked at 7-Eleven, there was this dude I worked with who was a cool guy. And I really liked him as a person. But one time this crazy black man came in. And loaded up the counter with it was he was grocery shopping at 7-Eleven.
Red flag.
Loaves of bread, bags of chips, cases of beer, cases of soda.
Of course.
Cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Just tons and tons of shit. $180 worth of shit.
Jesus.
At a 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven? Yeah. That's unheard of.
And then he gets out this check.
Yeah.
And he makes it out. And he hands it over. And the guy takes it. And the guy that I worked with takes it. And the guy bags up his shit and he leaves. And
no way.
And then I looked at the check later. It was blank on the back. Wow. It was a photocopy on the front.
Oh, my God.
You could clearly see where the information had been scribbled out and whited out over it.
No way.
It had been a filled out check before he photocopied it. So he scribbled it all out and then whited it out and then photocopied it.
Oh, my God.
So it's plain black and white, blank on one side. You can clearly see where he scribbled it out and whited it out. It was in a woman's name.
Jesus Christ, man.
And you couldn't make out what he wrote for the amount.
Really?
And yeah.
Jesus. Who was this fucking coworker? What an idiot.
I think maybe he was just...
What an idiot, man.
Maybe he was just afraid of confrontation.
He must
I don't
have been.
Know. Because
if it was a big black guy,
he wasn't that stupid. But it wasn't even a big... it wasn't even a big dude. It was this, scrawny, old, crazy guy.
Really?
The only thing I can think of that could possibly be dangerous about this guy is if he had a weapon. Otherwise, I could take him, and I've never been in a fight in my life.
Yeah. And there was two of you. I mean, shit.
Yeah. And there were other people in the store.
God damn.
It's not like it was the middle of the night.
It makes no sense.
But my point in mentioning that was, if that guy took that check, maybe somebody would have taken my colored pencil typewriter check. I don't know.
You never know. That's great. I believe it.
But anyway, there was something you were going to say.
Oh, yeah. Where were we?
We were talking about dumb criminals and stuff. I don't know. It doesn't even really matter. I know you had something you wanted to talk about.
Dumb criminals, yeah.
I don't even know.
The whole lady with the pot thing, it was the whole Michigan thing. We get a lot of criminals. I don't know if I mentioned this before on the show.
I don't know.
And I bring that up a lot. I always forget.
Everybody take a drink.
Yeah. But every time I watched, what was it called? Forensic Files, almost every episode was based on some crazy in Michigan.
Really?
Every time. And I thought they broadcast, you know, those stories just to us. Cause
like
they
localized it?
They localized it. Yeah, that's what I thought. But that wouldn't be the case. Yeah, I was thinking about, like, at my school, I go to Kendall Art School in Grand Rapids. And we had, at some point, a Kendall rapist.
Ooh.
Yeah, woohoo. And this guy raped a lot of chicks.
So he was good at it.
He must have been. Yeah, he got away with, I don't know how he got caught. I think he raped the wrong girl. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. Oh, my God.
You just raped the wrong girl, asshole.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, he raped.
Yeah. Well, no, go ahead.
In the sense of getting caught, yeah, he raped the wrong girl because she recognized him and he got busted. But yeah, he had like 30 plus chicks under his belt, I believe.
Under his belt?
Am I referring to him as a hero? Possibly. Well,
this guy did a lot of raping, let me tell you.
Yeah, but I remember hearing about that, and I was kind of rooting for the guy.
Whoa!
Because, he's going around raping all these artsy chicks, and I hated everybody I went to school with. Everybody. Like, I had a couple friends, but fuck these fucking artsy ass. You know, none of their art was good. It was all super deep and boring, and go fuck yourself. So I was kind of like, you know, how many under his belt? Damn. Good for you, buddy. Sucks he got caught. But
hopefully he raped some sense into them. Jesus. You're killing me.
I'm sorry. But yeah.
Oh, man, my God.
That was intense, yeah.
Holy
shit. The Kendall
shit.
Rapist of our school. What are you doing, Kyle?
This evening, let's just lie in bed and talk all night.
How appropriate.
Oh, man. Let's add another two sips.
Cough.
Oh, you all right?
You're killing me.
That's all I had, yeah. The Kendall rapist. That was intense.
Wow. Do the Mario.
Whew. I really got to think about choosing my words next episode.
No, I think you
I'm
did good.
Look like an ass. God damn it.
You just
do this.
You're just sympathizing episode. With a rapist. No big deal. Who's never done that before?
Shit. Yeah, that ain't cool. I understand that.
They're all assholes. They deserved it.
No. Yes. But yeah,
they all wear those thick rimmed glasses and hang out and smoke hookah. A bunch of fucking trendy hipster bitches.
Yeah,
they deserve to get a little rape.
Ugh, I'm getting flustered. I'm getting embarrassed. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just kind of flopping around with my words.
I love it. I agree. I think more people should be raped.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah,
that's all I had to say or add.
Right. Did you get his autograph?
No. No. God damn it, Kyle.
He had like 30 chicks under his belt, dude.
All right, moving on.
I don't even know what to move on to now. Me for a loop with that
once again, yeah, I've kind of brought the podcast to a halt.
Do you think that counts as saying something sexually bizarre?
I hope not.
Because if it does, then anybody playing Marleykin's Itch Hat drinking game is wasted.
Yeah. Check out the comments. But moving on.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the forum.
Yeah.
Marleykin's posted an Itch Hat drinking game, which I think will, if you actually play it, will probably kill you. But but still, it's creative and cool. It's in
the
forum if you want to check
laugh.
It out.
Yeah, that was good shit. Yeah. It made me really self-conscious, though, because a lot of things on there I didn't realize, like, we were doing. So now when you do something, I'm going to be like, two sips. Two sips.
Maybe yeah, I'll I could along. See that. It would make you a little self-conscious.
I probably shouldn't play along.
I'm already pretty self-conscious about how much I say the word like.
The word like, yeah.
But I can't help it. Yeah. I can't stop myself.
It's normal conversation. Yeah, I would have never noticed, but you had to point it out. Now every time you fucking say it, I notice.
I can't help but hear it every time if I listen back to the shows, I can't help but hear it.
Like.
I think I just said it a couple times just in that sentence.
Of course.
I can't help it. I guess I'm a valley girl. I don't.
Yeah. There it goes again. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes the word like is appropriate, but.
Everybody's.
But I almost use it like commas.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody does. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I don't know that everybody.
I don't even
does.
Notice anymore unless it's like overly predominant, like with a valley girl.
Like, so, like, this guy, like, totally killed his sister, and, yeah, like, her husband, and, like, that's not even right, you know?
Like, you have an excuse, yeah, you put the likes where the commas would be, but a valley girl, there's no real explanation for that.
Like,
there's a like after every other word. It's noticeable, it's annoying.
Somebody, like, totally stole my pot, and, like... I wouldn't mind, except that I don't get paid again until, like, next week. And, you know, my trust fund doesn't kick in for, like, another couple of years. And then, you know, like, I don't know, like, geez, can you, like, fucking, like, bust these, like,
stealing
guys?
Is bad.
Stealing is, like...
They stole from me, so I had to call the police and, like...
I hope that Kendall dude gets let out and sent to the valley.
Yeah.
To, like, rape those girls, like, you know.
If he gets let out and he, you know, comes shopping at my place of employment, I might give him a high five.
Do you think if you talked like that and you got raped, all of a sudden you wouldn't talk like that anymore? Like, suddenly life has gotten too real for that accent.
That's a good question.
Like, I'm totally going out this Saturday with, like, my friends. It's going to be totally rad.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, shit, I just got raped.
Like that. Like that. Yeah.
Wow, life is shit.
I shouldn't be alive right now. Yeah.
I'd say I'm lucky to be alive, but my life has been ruined. We do this a lot. This is how we end a lot of shows, by going, wow, we are just not saying anything anymore. This is just going on forever. And now
we kind of go off and speak our own minds, go off topic, and we feel bad about it. It's no problem. We're just running out of things to talk about on that topic. Oh, fucking shit. God damn it.
Thinking of you is the best part of my whole day.
Rape victim.
Once again, appropriate. Yeah.
This, if somebody listens to this episode and then goes back to listen to the old episodes and here's the one where I was talking about how I think rape is made out to be a bigger deal than it really is,
yeah,
they're totally going to get the wrong impression. Totally going to think that I think rape is no big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah. Fucking suck it up, asshole. What, you got a little dick in your vagina when you didn't want one there?
Yeah.
We've all been there, believe me.
Yeah, that's not the case.
Shit. We should probably wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay. You can email me.
Email. You got it right this time.
At kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Hey, great job, buddy. Or
I am not retarded.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
Carefully executed. That's 616-328-5581.
You can check us out on the Facebook, become a fan, suggest us to your friends, check us out on the Twitter, you can totally, like, check us out on the forums. You can totally, like, post, like, an introduction thread and, like, talk about yourself. You can say, like, oh, I like ponies and nails done. It's, oh my God, it's totally awesome. There's, like, a whole thread about crazy shit on the internet. It's, like, really, really weird. Like, it's totally bizarre.
This may be Kyle's last episode. I'm gonna kill him.
Bludgeon me to death with a wheelbarrow handle.
I got my night vision goggles.
Just be sure to explain to the jury that, look, I had a reason. Just play this episode and I'm sure you'll get off.
Yeah. Smell my mom's hair. It smells good.
Herbal essence. Okay.
Anyways, moving on.
Am I forgetting anything?
That should do it.
Yeah?
That should do it.
Do the Mario!
Do the Mario!
Swing your dick from side to side. Come on, it's time to rape. Do the Mario! Yeah,
thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Bye.
Do the Mario! Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario! Take one step. And then again, let's do the Mario all together now!